Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Did you guys see the picture I had told you about that the guy in flames doing the belly flop?
I did.
Something else.
Boy, that's an old school pick, huh? That's so funny.
Right.
But you can clearly see he's on fire.
When you have the actual picture, you can see the faces of fear and awe in the background. Right now, it gets all blurry when you scroll in on it. Monica, did you see it?
Yes, I did see it. Holy, that's just, I mean, I don't want to laugh because nobody should ever do that.
Well, they're not on fire right now.
But yeah.
It was an old picture.
I tweeted it yesterday.
You should tell a story to people who know the story.
What happened was we started talking about a friend of mine who passed away, and he was a legend at a college that he was never even enrolled in.
After that stunt.
Right. Well, no, he didn't really have anything to do with it. He was there at the time. Like, I was just trying to tie everything together. And there was a picture. My buddies were on acid and decided there was Greek week, and they really wanted their fraternity to win the belly flop contest. So in their infinite acid-riddled reasoning, they decided to light their entrant on fire, I don't know if they threw alcohol on him, turpentine, whatever they did, but they doused him and his underwear on fire. And all you see is this flaming man jumping into a pool who was soon after hospitalized for third-degree burns and everything else.
That's why you can't laugh, man. That's just messed up.
No, we all laugh.
That was a long time ago.
I laugh every time it comes up. If you're dumb enough to allow yourself to be doused in something flammable and lit, you deserve to be laughed.
But if they're dumb enough, what are you doing?
You deserve
to be... they're all on acid.
Right, but you deserve to be laughed at. Sorry.
How did he get elected? There's a group of them. Why was it him?
I don't know.
He was maybe that guy in the group? The guy who does stuff like this. There's always one guy who does that kind of stuff more than anybody else.
To be honest with you, the few times I met him, he struck me as one of the, air quotes, responsible ones. You know, the other ones were on probation from the first week they got caught breaking into a doctor's office.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
They were literally on probation from the first week they were in college all the way to graduation.
Why did they break into a doctor's office? Do we know?
They were 18, drunk, high, stupid. Yeah. Just,
well, let's see what this is.
Right.
Okay.
So they were away at a week in school. Their parents had to go up and bail them out of jail.
Oh.
Those are my friends.
And you can see the picture of the guy on fire diving into the pool with a horrified crowd on, is that on the Roger JP page?
No, it's on mine, unless Brett took it.
Oh, Brett retweeted it.
It's
yeah.
on the,
it's
on JP's Twitter page, and we retweeted it on the Roger and JP page.
At JP on your radio if you want to check it out.
And you guys call that person dumb. I feel like that's dedication to his frat. That's just me, though.
Well... honestly,
gotta
JR,
win the belly flop contest.
Yeah, you gotta win.
It could go either way. You are correct. It could go either way. However, it led to, I believe, if I remember correctly, it led to a disqualification.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Well, that's surprising. I mean,
right, because I don't think the school officials want anybody lighting themselves on fire or for this to set a precedent for years to come.
True.
The only way that wins is if the judges are on acid. Then that would win.
Right.
Other than that, they're horrified with the crowd, and you lose and get disqualified.
Right.
See, the crowd wasn't that horrified.
When's the last time you heard of anybody being on acid? JR, don't answer that.
Okay.
Is acid LSD? Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay. And are those... That's not something you smoke, right?
No, you put it on... It's like a little piece of paper that's... There's like a dab on it. Yeah. And you put it on your tongue.
So you don't put it in your arm either. You don't put it in your...
No.
You don't inject it, no.
It's just like a little piece of paper. You put it on your tongue or under your tongue and...
Then wait.
About an hour later, the street turns into linoleum.
How long does it last?
You may see Jesus. It all depends. I mean, I did it one time and it lasted like
wasn't that long
14 and a half hours, which is entirely too long. Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah, right.
Oh, then there's nothing you can do to get rid of. Like, you can't drink coffee or you're just
open the car window, turn up the radio. No,
you're in it.
That's the worst. And then, but that's long. So, like, 2-3 hours or, like, 8 hours?
No, 8 hours is normal.
Why would you ever do it?
I don't know. I have no idea. I did it twice.
Yeah, I can see why you wouldn't make it a habit.
The first time I did it for the 8 hours, I laughed very, very hard for a very long period of time.
Yeah, 14 hours of laughing.
No, that was the second time. That time was the reason I never touched it again.
Mm. But I laughed my butt off, like hard, like in pain, abs hurt the next day laughing. And you can laugh without acid.
Hi, my name is John. Have you met me?
I could use
all the help I can get.
You can do a lot of things not on acid, but.
Well, I haven't touched it in
twice in your life.
25 years, 27
would you?
Years.
Let's just say.
Not a chance.
But hold on.
I wouldn't touch a hallucinogenic drug now.
What if you and your group of buddies that you're close with and everything, and there's no kids and you don't have to work and there's no wife and you have, you know, two, 3 days, nothing to worry about?
No. I get offered mushrooms every summer.
It's so weird.
And every summer.
Nobody's ever offered me mushrooms ever.
Ever.
Every summer I say thank you, but no thank you.
Good for you.
Because I can't even think.
Why is it a summer thing?
I don't know.
I guess they grow
in season.
They're in season more or less. Yeah,
it's shroom season.
Shrooms grow on cow crap.
Ew.
That's where they grow. But when you get them, you throw them on You throw them on a pizza, you know. And next thing you know, half hour, 45 minutes later, you got permagrin, and you laugh. That one's only about 4 hours. Hey, kids, if you're listening. I don't recommend any of this to anybody.
I feel like kids.
In hindsight, bad idea.
I feel like kids are laughing at you right now, like old man status. Like they already have they know how to get high with way different things than shrooms and putting on pizza.
I see your mushrooms and raise your elephant tranquilizers. You know.
Well, you
ever mixed Molly with a Tide Pod and some rubbing alcohol?
Shrooms on pizza, what?
Oh, man. How old school?
Would you do, if marijuana became legal in New York, would you smoke marijuana?
It
was legal? Yes.
That doesn't have to be legal. I don't care if it's legal or not legal.
Just trying to keep it legit here.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Okay.
I mean, I haven't smoked it in years.
You're hesitating.
It's always around.
It's not really your thing.
It's not a no, though.
Can we call your dealer and ask if this is something you would do?
Stop.
My wife is currently teaching.
That's funny.
Listen, nothing wrong with a little side hustle.
Right.
She's so popular.
It got to the point where I didn't enjoy it anymore. And much like everything else, I get wrapped up in my own head, and it just turns out to not be fun.
Well, since it's been so long, do you think that might have changed? And would you try to see if maybe
it might have. I just don't really feel like rolling the dice. You know, it's just, you know, I don't know. I've kind of outgrown it for myself. Hash is a different ballgame.
What is hash? I thought that was marijuana.
It is, but it's kind of like concentrated.
Right, but for whatever reason, I don't get as paranoid. I haven't in a while.
How come hash is like a brown dirt ball compared to weed, which is like...
Okay, when you were in college...
Yeah, that comes from some exotic place.
Well, did you ever do in college, you did bong hits?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember we used to scrape the resin out of the bowl?
Yeah.
That's pretty much what hash is like. They just take it and they smash it down or whatever it is.
I can't picture you doing that, Roger. I just can't. It's so easy to picture JP
shotgun
doing it.
Shotgun hits.
Oh, come on.
What dudes?
Right out of the side of the bong.
What do you mean shotgun hits? What the hell are you talking about?
A little, without going through the water. You take the, never did that? Yeah, that's what they called them, shotgun
hits.
Why
wouldn't you want the whole reason to do a bong?
I know.
The whole reason to do a bong.
I don't know. It was the cool thing to do. It's bro, shotgun hits.
To get it filtered through the water.
Horrible. Your lungs would be on fire. It was horrendous.
That's the other thing. I haven't really taken in smoke in a very long time. Yeah. So if I do take a hit of a joint or whatever.
Like a pen?
Yeah, that feeling in my chest. That feeling, cough, it sucks.
Yeah.
I just, now I've eaten it. I've I've eaten it in the not too distant past, I guess, a few years ago.
Never done that.
Last time I ate it.
Edibles?
Yeah. Last time I ate it, I had cookies, and I was on a couch. And I ate that, you know, the first one wasn't really doing anything, so he was like, I'll just have another one.
These are good cookies.
And then, like, an hour later, he got hit by a Mack truck. And I remember being at my friend's house upstate, and I remember laying on a couch, and a dude walked in, and I remember saying to myself, the right thing to do now is to get up, shake a hand, and go say hello.
Oh,
but
no.
That was impossible. That was impossible. So I literally just lifted my hand up. I was like, hey. And then dropped my hand back down on the couch. And that was it. I could not move. Couldn't move.
Because you were tired? Or I just don't understand.
No, because when you eat it, it's a whole body thing. Your legs get heavy. Your arms get heavy.
So why do you want to do something that makes you lethargic?
Well, I agree. And that's why I don't really do any of this stuff anymore.
See, that's completely how I remember 80s weed is totally just knocked out.
80s weed was like dirt.
Like 86, 88. That's what used to happen to
it's
us.
It's like dirt.
Wrecked.
Back then, it was like dirt. If you smoke the stuff that's around now, that's how the hydro stuff and all the stuff that's like cultivated and all the other nonsense, forget about it. Yeah. It's insane.
Whatever it was, we would sit on couches for hours just watching movies at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Now, is that fun? Is that a good time? Is it like, do you look back on that and be like, you know what? Good times. I'm glad
we did have a good time.
That's the only thing,
a great time.
That's the other thing about me and weed. I always get tired. Always. Mm. Unless I'm out. Like if I was out at a bar or a club or whatever the hell it was and I was out, I wouldn't fall asleep. But if I was home, like if I was.
I would get tired right away.
Oh, I do.
I would be high right away, laughing, fun, energetic, boom.
10 minutes late. Once the Doritos are gone, I'm snoozing.
So you do get munchies then. That's not a myth.
Oh, my God. No, that is not fake. That is 100%
once the Doritos are gone,
very real.
Before I got married, we had our apartment. We used to, there was an Italian ice place on the corner. That's how I got fat as hell. Mm. Because I used to go get a quart. I would do a bong hit or two. Walk to the corner, buy a quart, and then end up going back for a second and knocking them both. A quart, not a pint. Oh. Not like a little, you know, one of those little cups. A quart.
Jeez.
And I would end up going back for more.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I blew up. I absolutely got fat as hell.
Yeah.
We were just a couple years into doing mornings, I think. And
that was also
old pictures like that. You were kind of heavy. I was surprised. I'm so surprised how heavy. Dude, like you can see it here.
I had gotten up to 216.
Oof.
216 pounds for me.
Yeah.
I was fat. I couldn't tie my shoes. It was bad. It was bad.
Hey, when you walked upstairs, were you out of breath?
Wow. And worse, when I went downstairs to get my fat ass something out of the vending machine, my boobs would jiggle.
Oh.
And I was like, I am way too young for my boobs to be jiggling.
And then we talk about it. Yeah, we got to eat less. All right, let's order the Hunger Man.
We got a bacon, egg, and cheese.
ham and sausage on it.
And if you could throw a hash brown on there or some home fries, that would be great, too.
Best.
Actually,
no,
you know,
I don't want a roll. I want it on a hero.
You were like, you know what? Replace the bread with the hash browns.
Exactly. Pat on line two. Go ahead, Pat.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, I was just want to talk to JP about acid. I did it a couple of times, too, and I never had, like, the whole, you know, you're seeing dragon stuff. It was always really emotional. And acid is such a roll of the dice because you might have this beautiful experience.
Yep. Hmm.
But on the other side of things, you might have this hellish nightmare experience, and you can't stop it. You just gotta hold on tight and hope something doesn't go wrong.
Yeah, Pat, I that happened to me the last time. That's why it was the last time. You know, that was the last time.
Yeah,
when we came home, we went out for a walk. We came back like 5 hours later. Right? When we came home, they got like one channel on the television and it had the Omen. And we sat down and it was right at the part where they look and they see the pentagram in his scalp.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was not
the last time I did it, I had some roommates and at some point, and this is when it went all wrong. At some point during the night, I cut myself all up. I had a, uh, I had a ball python who was shedding her skin. I smoked the skin out of a bong because somehow this was going to bring me closer to this animal. It was all that. And after that night, I was like, you know what? This is not the drug for me.
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
No.
Smoking snake.
Yeah, that's insane.
It's not as delicious as it sounds.
I thought you were going to tell me you sat there and you watched your snake start eating rabbits and things
like
that.
Right, it's shedding its skin. I thought maybe the snake came alive, even more than...
Yeah.
Pat, when you're in the middle of that, do you know you're on acid or do you think that this is reality? Like you said, you hold on, you know what I mean?
You know you're on acid, your jaw hurts because, you're just always grinding your teeth at that point. And all you want is for it to stop. You just and that's when you really find God, because then you start praying. God, anything.
So you know you're in
you
it.
You can just make this stop.
I will never do it again. I promise, God. I'll go to church and everything. Yeah.
Thanks, Pat.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Pat. Have a good weekend.
Oh man.
Julian, line four, go, Julian.
What's going on, guys? Big fan of the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.
Oh, man, I've had my share of acid trips. I think the hardest one I ever had was accidentally taking 10 hits.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
10 hits?
Yeah. My friend told me that we had about 5 hits on the sheet, and it turned out we were doing 10 hits each. But we decided to sit down and watch an episode of the Smurfs. And about 45 minutes into it, I guess I started peeking real hard, and I where the Smurfs crawled out of the television, picked it up, and took it outside.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is this really what can happen?
That's awesome. I feel like the comedian Stephen Wright is on the phone.
Oh, that's my God.
I need to get your number.
That was the most intense visual I've ever had. But as far as,
oh, my God.
As far as mushrooms go, these days, you can still go cow pattying, but you got the nice scientific guys out there growing them in tanks now, so it's a lot cleaner experience, and it's a lot less dangerous, but it's more potent.
Right. You see, I don't...
Yeah, you need more potent, it sounds like.
You know what I don't need? As I've grown up, I've realized that I need to be more in control of my life. That's what, we've talked about how I just can't let go and have a good time. Like, I just can't let go. Or it's very rare that I just can just let go. And I can't do that anymore. I can't just throw, especially since I have kids, but I just can't. No. As a matter of fact, I'm getting a bad vibe right now. Thanks, Julian. I appreciate it. Jerry, line 5. Go, Jerry.
Hey, JP, you said you were getting away from eating that Italian ice.
Yeah, all sugar.
You know there's no fat in Italian ice.
It's sugar. It was sugar. The amount of sugar I was taking in is insane. And your body converts the sugar into fat. It was insane. I was taking in... I know, but there's sugar and your body converts it.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude. I was like, Raj will tell you. I was a fat bastard.
Matt's on line 6. Hey, Matt, Roger, JP, what do you got?
Hey, I was just letting you guys know that hash is actually a flower that produces off the top of the marijuana plant.
Yeah, I knew it was something to do with that.
When the plant reaches its mature height, about 13 to 15 feet, it produces a flower on the top of it, and that flower is sloughed off and grounded down, and that is hash.
How do y'all like that?
And that is fantastic.
And that flower is one smooth flower.
Right.
Wow. All
right, thanks, my man.
All right, Matt.
Is hash hashish?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. I might as well take these last 2 calls. Peter on line 1. Go, Peter.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
So last night was literally the night of my life. I pretty much got Marsham acted. So that's like the step under being Baker acted.
When was this?
And so...
Last night?
So this was last night. So last night, I just went to a normal bar here at Florida State, and I pretty much was just sent to the ER at like 2 a.m. And I was just in the place called The Hall, where I was like sitting next to people who were like overdosing on cocaine and heroin, and I was just sitting there and just watching all these people go through, and like I couldn't leave because I was being under the watch, but like I was okay. It was just an experience last night.
What happened to you to put you in the ER?
What were you on?
I think I got drugged at a bar last night.
Oh, that's what you're saying. Somebody dropped something in your drink?
I think so, man. It was just like,
are you sure?
So I decided to call in.
I'm glad you called in.
We're laughing at this, dude. Like, it's like...
Why? Wait, why the ER, though? Why?
I was walking home, and then the cops find me on the sidewalk, and they're just like, all right, we got to take this guy to the hospital. And that's
are you
how I got
okay,
there.
Peter? I feel like...
That was nice they took you to the hospital.
Are you home and safe?
They
are you okay?
You must be white. They would have tased me off.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Is that what you meant, JR, by it's nice they took you to the hospital?
Yeah, kind of, but, you know.
Because they would... where were they putting you, JR?
Work and everything. Now,
put me in jail.
Now I'm home and sleeping.
Okay, good. What is that, though?
Well...
Do you have...
Well, you know you're awake.
Well, Peter, do you have Tourette's or something?
Stop.
Seriously.
I'm on, like, that second vibe where you're still drunk.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Well, it's a good thing they let you go. Did they find out what you were on?
No, they just monitored me. They didn't take any blood tests. I have a fingerprint. No, not a fingerprint. A finger prick.
Oh. Okay.
That's all I have on me.
That's it.
All right.
And let you go.
Yep. Perfect.
All right, well, listen. Peter, you know, it is Friday. You might as well keep it. It is Friday. You might as well keep it rolling.
I kind of like that.
Take care, buddy. Good luck.
Poor Peter.
What was that?
Stop it. I don't know awesome. What that was, but.
That was awesome.
It's him laughing.
But he didn't do that.
He just had, he had one little short burst.
And the cops took me in.
Bruce on line three.
So great.
Bruce.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's happening,
Bruce?
Hey, the best pot experience is when you can take a couple of hits and sit in front of a fish tank. It doesn't matter if it's salt water or fresh water, and just watch the fish.
Been there.
Watch where they go and watch what they do, and it's just kind of fun.
Do you remember
and
the
my
early...
Best, my yeah. best shroom experience was coming across Alligator Alley for 80 miles and just watching the clouds. That was
You were driving?
No, I was not driving.
Oh,
I just watched for 80 miles and it went by like so fast.
You just seeing stuff in the clouds, that kind of thing?
Good?
Yeah.
No, some good shroom tea. That's all it was, and it wasn't that much, but it was good.
Yeah, I did that in Jamaica.
Anyway.
All right, Bruce,
thanks,
thank you.
Bruce.
I kept waiting for the...
I know. Doesn't everybody do that?
I think so. I want them to
like
know.
Ernie from Bert and Ernie. Okay, Bert.
But only one.
Ernie, what are you doing?
It was nothing, Bert. Hey, Bert.
Who was that cartoon guy?
The little dog who had the teeth that came
Motley.
Out.
Motley.
Yeah.
Dastardly, Nick Dastardly. What is his name?
Nick Dastardly.
Laugh
Dick
Olympics. Dastardly?
Yeah, it was his dog. The racing goggles on his head, sitting in the car.
Yeah.
Wacky races.
Instead of going, he goes, that's what that caller did. Yeah, just shot like three people. It's cool, I'm home now.
It's so messed up. Oh, wait, that's funny, but it is.
I don't know why I'm covered in blood.
It happens, you know?
How weird is it?
Oh, my God, it's so messed up.
That guy should call all the time when he's going.
Yeah, I looked at Billy Dan. I was stabbed. It was blood everywhere.
he's going to be talking to his friends later. He's like, man, I was still a little drunk. I think I called a radio show.
Why is the 800 number I call?
Why are you trying to chestnut on everybody?
Oh my God.
727-579.
What show did you call? Roger and JP.
The subtle ones are the best.
Fred, you're the best at it. You are.
Roger and JP, 125 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Be right back.
Roger and JP. JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.